The warm winter has extended far north of Anchorage as well. The spring season for bearded seals or ugruk has come nearly 2 months early for some hunters in western Alaska. As KNOM's Emily Schwing reports for our Where is Winter series, warm weather makes the hunt a little easier, but locals are concerned about precarious sea ice and unpredictable weather.
The village of Wales sits out on a point along the Bering Strait coast, midway between Kotzebue Sound and Norton Sound.
We live right on the bottleneck of, the strait.
That's seal hunter Clyde Oxarock. He says hunters in Wales are already gearing up for their spring ugruk hunt, which usually doesn't start until April.
Some of the hunters there are saying we got to get ready now because our leads are opening up. And when they open up, we're hungry for that fresh meat and the fresh oil, and it's coming earlier every year.
My name is Ben Paena. I'm a King Island descendant. My dad was born and raised for a little while on King Island and brought me up doing all the ocean hunting, marine mammal hunting, and that's kind of what I do now every year.
Paena lives in Nome. He hunts seal and walrus.
I think right now, if I were to go seal hunting, I'd try to get up somewhere high and look out on the ice and try to find some leads. And then you'd go load up your snow machine and little rowboat or whatever kind of boat you're going to retrieve the seals with and try to find your way to that lead. And then you just kind of hang out at the edge of the ice there until some seals swim by. And hopefully you'll see one and shoot one and be able to retrieve it in time.
Seal hunting can happen year-round, and there's many species. Hunters usually wait until April to hunt ugruk, but the weather has been unseasonably warm this February. As Paena stands along the coast in downtown Nome, he looks out over the sea ice.
Yeah, I see a lot of jumbled up, not very good ice for traveling.
Only a few days ago, steam rose from a large swath of open water, but a north wind blew big chunks of ice back up against the coast. So today, the bumpy, blocky edges peek out from wind-blown snow that seems to stretch for miles. Paena says there's another problem with this ice.
Not very thick ice out there for the seals to be denning in, because they should be having their pups, I imagine, March and April, too, and I'm not a seal, but I would imagine they would prefer some thicker ice and more snow to cover so they can have a nice safe den for their pups.
The story of this year's sea ice up and down Alaska's northwest coast is, well, jumbled.
So it's a complicated picture.
Becky Heim leads the sea ice program for the National Weather Service in Alaska. There's no shore fast ice at Unalakleet to the south or up in Kivalina to the north this year. Residents all along the coast have posted photos and videos of thin ice and open water on social media sites all winter. Heim blames offshore winds.
That have continued to blow the thickest ice that keeps refreezing out into the deeper waters offshore. And what it's doing is it's leaving very thin new ice near shore. So that's why there's more leads and more thinner ice and access to the water.
Heim says it's not rare for wind and sea ice to interact this way. But Clyde Oxarock says in recent years, not only is the ice less reliable, but so is the weather.
We can't predict the weather. We're not going to go 60, 80 miles, even 30, 40 miles anymore, which we used to do. Because we knew the weather would hold, Now we can't predict that anymore. So that being said, we have to harvest what's there, when it's there, when we have the opportunity to go out there and get it.
Otherwise, says Oxarock, they could miss out on the ugruk harvest entirely. Dennis Davis of Shishmaref has also seen the weather become more unreliable in the winter.
Well, like when I was growing up with my grandpa in Kotzebue, in the late 80s, early 90s, with dog teams and stuff like that, you had to know how to at least read the weather or wonder what it's going to do. Nowadays, it's just it's either hit or miss. You never know what's going to happen.
People like Davis understand that the Arctic is always changing. But what's unclear is how best to adapt to the increasing uncertainty of what that change means for the sea ice, the weather, and a subsistence lifestyle. For KNOM, I'm Emily Schwing in Nome.